Is James in by chance?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, James. This is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
Good. How you doing? Good.
Not too bad. A little busy over here, but I'm never going to complain about that. I just want to give you a call real quick, actually, and follow up. We had extended a pre-approval here to the business about 2 weeks ago. I was actually based off some prior borrowing history I had with Wells Fargo a few years back, but it looks like we got you guys pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around $250K. I just want to touch base with you there, see how business was going. If you had anything in the pipeline we might be able to help you out with.
No, I'm doing all right now.
How's business been for you guys this year?
Steady.
Steady?
Yeah.
Doing better than last year, or maybe doing anything differently, I should say?
No, just steady alone.
I gotcha. Did you guys have anything planned maybe for the rest of fourth quarter there, or any projects maybe coming up for you?
No.
I gotcha. Is there maybe a time of the year that you guys do assess the business, or maybe look at the books there to see what you guys might be able to do for the following year?
No, not really.
I gotcha.
I'm just small time. I'm just a one man, and me and my brother, tree service.
Oh, really? It's just you and your brother?
Yeah, I've been doing it for years, tree service like that. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
One place once tried to say something about, like, you and your company. I said, there ain't no company. I live in the country and, you know, Grove. There's a bunch of tree services in Grove. You know, but shit, I've just been, you know.
I gotcha. Has it always been just you and your brother?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I ain't no big old outfit, but, you know, I've got a damn good name. I mean, excuse my language, but I've got a good reputation, you know what
I'm
saying?
That's all you need for a successful business.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been doing this? How long have you been in this industry for?
I used to help my brother before he got killed, but, you know, it's been in the family for a while. I mean, I've been climbing trees alone for 20 years, easy.
Wow. You guys have been through some serious times, man.
Yeah, never, not one accident, nothing. You know, and I can take a tree down over any structure, you know, with no bucket truck, no nothing.
Wow.
You know, that's where the lost art is.
I totally see where you're coming from. You know, that's quite impressive, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And has your brother always been with you there, or was it just you for a while? How did that work out?
Nah, you got to have a ground man. You know, you can't do this stuff yourself.
That's what I figured.
I gotcha.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to touch base with you there, see how business was going. We did just send the offer out direct mail. It was about 2 weeks ago, so you may or may not have even received it. But
I've had a lot of people say, like, through the years, because, well, I'm going to have to wind up, you know, if I keep in it or stay in it, I'm going to have to wind up getting a bucket truck, you know, getting some equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I'll have to eventually. That way, take a load off climbing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, is that something that's not for a few more years, or is that, what's the time frame on that?
I'm feeling it, I tell you. I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of jobs that you probably can bring a bucket truck. But there's a lot of jobs here on the lake, you know, Grand Lake down here, that you can't get a bucket truck to. So that's,
I gotcha.
That's when you gotta...
Have you just, like, leased it in the past, then, if you did need it?
If what?
Would you, like, lease that type of equipment if you needed it in the past, or have you owned it in the past?
Oh no, I've never had no buck. You mean buck truck stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I've never had nothing.
I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if it's something you end up running into, you know, get a small window of opportunity on some equipment or maybe some capital there needed for some projects that you get. Do you ever get put on, like, a net 30 or a net 60 there on some of the contracts you get, or is it pretty upfront?
Nah, I guess it'd be upfront.
I gotcha. That's the way it should be, at least.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just wanted to reach out, see how business is going. If anything does come up, definitely feel free to reach out there, James. Do you have maybe a good email there? I could just shoot you my information. If anything does come up, you can reach out that way.
No.
All right, no worries there. Well,
yeah.
What was that?
No.
No, that's fine. Like I said, the mailer should be coming in there within the next few days if you haven't received it yet. So just kind of keep a hold of that. If anything does come up, our number should be on there, and you can give us a call.
All right. Thank you.
All right, James. It was good talking to you. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.